So welcome. So at this time, we'll have some light guidance, just in the interest of full disclosure, the 2 p.m. sit, postprandial sit, is usually very bad for my self-esteem. Highly corrosive for any confidence I have in my own meditation practice. And it doesn't matter what's preceded it, what kind of peace or luminosity or whatever, or what follows. This is a distinctive physiological environment, yeah? And but you work with what you've got, yeah? And so whatever is showing up, yeah? We're in different time zones, of course, different energies, but there's a way that... yeah, we're bringing forth our effort, and where there's some kind of bowing to the natural cycles of our own body mind, you know, and kind of picking our spots and relating with a certain kind of respect for the rhythms and flows of our own energy. Yeah. And so whatever this time of day is for you, kind of go inside with a sense of respect for your rhythms. For what it's like to be you now. If there is some fatigue or grogginess, just there's a lot that's valuable about that. The ease, relaxation. Your body asking for rest. We honor that, but see if there's something like minimally effortful way of injecting some brightness. Body at ease. A little bit, a lot of brightness in the awareness. Sometimes with the energy level, I'm not assuming it is low, but for many at this time it is. And the visual thinking, the kind of inner landscape of imagery tends to become more prominent, mesmerizing. Kind of subtle dreamscapes. If you find yourself at the threshold between waking, sleep, but we can be aware of visual images as if the visual imagery, a kind of storytelling, has a gravitational pull to it. The mindfulness collapses and we just live within the story of those images. Then we reestablish awakeness, awareness. And once again, the images are just images. We're aware of visual thinking. We maybe even gaze through those images. The visual thinking is only one half of thinking. Of course, there are the words, the auditory component of thinking. And sometimes I attune to the field of sound, sound of the neighborhood, of garbage truck or a bird chirping. Tune to sounds and then just let the soundscape run straight through my own head. Such that the auditory thinking is included in the soundscape. Sound of a bird, the thought of love, the thought of the anxious thought, the dump truck. All of one piece. The attention keeps collapsing into the confines of identification. We become the content of the thought. We keep gently pressing the attention outwards into the whole soundscape. The birds and the trucks and the auditory thoughts received in openness. So there's seeing that's happening even with the eyes closed, visual thinking. And there's hearing. The external sounds, the sounds of our own thinking. These phenomena builds our world. What would it mean to be unseduced by your thought? Our habit, of course, is to try to think our way to the answer. Our habit is to solve every problem by thinking. And thinking is beautiful and has its place. But the hammer only sees nails. Let go.